Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're talking about the Reddit post. It's a year old. The poop knife. And we actually spoke about it when it happened. I had no idea. You grew up with a poop knife. I didn't have a poop knife. But Chris, you worked at a factory that had a poop knife?
Yeah, the owner of the company would call the maintenance man and he would say, I need you to bring the skinner blade. That was the key word to bring. Make sure he goes into the bathroom and chop it up for him.
Did you have any idea before that there was such a thing?
No, I had no clue. I heard it quite a few times, but yeah, I was like, are you serious?
Do you have to find the need for a poop knife at your own home?
We have one, yes.
And what are you using? Is it your standard butter knife, a butcher knife? Is it what kind of blade is it?
It's an old saw blade.
What? Are you like a hacksaw?
Yeah.
What do you wrap around the because they're sharp all the way down?
Yeah. No, it's got its own little holder next to the toilet.
But how do you hold it? Like, is it sharp? They have a teeth all the way down. Do you wrap it in tape?
No, the top part of it's got some tape wrapped around it for a little handle.
A hacksaw blade for a goddamn boom knife. All right, listen, I want you to stay on hold because now I'm going to get Hugh on. I'm going to see if I can get you a new one, a purpose-built original poop knife made to be this way. We're taking you uptown if you hold on, okay?
All right, got you.
All right, Jake, line up the calls because I want to see how many you'll give us, and I'd like to help some people, and I like to spread the word about said poop knife.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Deere Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Deere Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Hugh, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. OriginalPoopKnife.com. Interesting because I assume this all started because of that Reddit post about 1 year ago.
Yeah, that's right. So I was surfing the internet and I read through that confessions post that gentleman Learned Butt posted. And, you know, he was at his buddy's house. He was going poop and he clogged the toilet.
Yeah.
He yelled out of the door and he goes, "Hey guys, does anyone have the poop knife?" And all of his friends kind of looked around and they're like, what are you talking about, the poop knife? And so it turns out that this guy grew up, you know, using poop knives as if it was a normal thing. And it turns out there are a lot of people that actually do use poop knives. And I said, hey, we should start a business around this.
And here we are. Now you offer, you've designed it yourself, a strong metal cutting core covered by an easy, clean silicone. Now, what made you choose that style?
Well, you know.
How much research and development did you do?
Have you ever used a poop knife yourself?
No, that's the funny thing is I didn't have one growing up, and apparently I don't think I need one. Although I feel like there's something wrong with me that I haven't. I feel less than a man that I haven't pushed out a turd that wouldn't go down.
Yeah, well, we did a little bit of testing actually because when we started working with manufacturers, it was going to be hard to be taken seriously to say we were developing a knife to cut poop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was giving them the goal of cutting bananas. To start, I said, "Hey, do you think you could cut a banana with this? It needs to be easy to clean, needs to be strong, and it needs to be something that you can put in the toilet and people not really ask questions about."
Right. Right, and I guess it makes it safer. It doesn't have a sharp edge on it, so nobody's going to cut themselves with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did just hear that you had a listener on the phone that was using a hacksaw blade.
Yeah.
Pretty great, except that it's probably hard to clean.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an unsanitary, terrible, terrible thing, because let's face it, once you're done with it, all you want to do is stuff it somewhere and not look at it.
Yeah, well, this is guaranteed not to turn into a rusty punji stick.
Yeah, I know, right? You're like, yeah, the poop knife gave me tetanus. Yeah, it's not sanitary. So you have done a good thing. But this, so you throw this, would you say you throw yours directly in the dishwasher, or you wash it in the sink first and then throw it in the dishwasher? So you're not slinging poop all over the place.
It's dishwasher safe. I definitely wouldn't recommend putting it in with your other dishes.
Yeah.
But you can wash it in the sink or rinse it in the toilet. That's a good place to clean it as well.
I've seen maybe a couple of sex toys go through my dishwasher, and even that I went, no, I'm cool with it. It took me a second to be cool with it, but there were dishes in there as well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
dishes
a little fecal particle wash, I guess it's okay.
No. Well, I don't want to do that. I just decided, as far as a sex toy thing goes, I was like, well, let's face it, I'm eating off all this stuff. So, like, it's all about the same to me. You know, you understand.
Yeah, so we've got like four or five of them we're gonna give to you guys to give away.
How popular has this been?
You know, it's been pretty popular. It's been surprising. We actually sold out around Christmas time. I'd say there are probably two different people that are buying these things. Some people that were just buying them for a laugh, and then certainly people that are buying them to use as poop knives.
Oh, listen.
There's a bunch of reviews. You can check them on Amazon. Yeah, you know, it's great. Not a gag gift. Actually gets used in our home. You know, there's some people that they have medical condition where they only go a few times a week, and when they do, they're really big. And they said, yeah, I'm using this to break the stuff down into smaller, more flushable things, and it's working great. So thanks for making this product. Who knew making a product could, you know, change the lives of people like this?
Hey, listen, man. We all joke about it, but I watched the little stool you put in front of the
Squatty Potty.
I laughed at the first time I heard it, and now I have one. So, and they've sold a lot of those.
I know. I need to call those guys and see if I can get a partnership.
Bundle up.
They'll put a holster on the side of their Squatty Potty for the poop knife.
Ooh, that's a good call, my friend. Very good call. And, hey, you know, look, somebody made those little pucks that go into urinals one day, and you're like, you're going to get a mint to pee on. It doesn't make sense at first. Then you realize everybody's going to need it. And I travel with a guy. We do motorcycle trips, A-hole Bob, who literally crushes toilets. I mean, he just fills them, and nothing will go down to the point where we've ridden so many miles together from here to Fairbanks, Alaska, to Nova Scotia twice, to Cabo San Lucas on motorcycles, to the Keys. We've done every conceivable corner of the United States multiple times, and the one thing we finally had to agree on was either we're going to get separate hotel rooms, and it's going to cost twice as much, or in the morning, you're going to have to go down to the lobby, and you're going to have to kill the lobby bathroom, because I cannot walk into this anymore. And it's not because I'm all that squeamish. He literally would top it off, and then he'd try to flush it, which means it would fill to the top, and then it's unusable, and then I'm peeing in the goddamn sink. Yeah. So he needs this more than anybody needs this.
TSA approved.
I think you should make it. Let me give you this idea I had, because his were so gross, I thought bigger. So my idea was, you remember those old, like slap chop, like you put something in the jar, and then you push down, and the blade would cut stuff? Why wouldn't you make a plunger like that, a plunger combo?
You know, some good ideas here.
Yeah, well, think about it. It's all yours. I hand this to you. It recedes back up, and then it's got a separate handle, like a little sheath. And when you push down on that, it chops the poop, spring loads itself back up, and then you plunge it down the toilet.
And take these ideas back to the original poop knife corporate lair.
That's right. That's right. All I'm asking is that someday you say, a disc jockey told me it could be possible, and it'll make my heart sore.
Oh, you got it.
I just want to leave my mark in this world somehow, some way, Hugh.
That should be it.
You understand. Yeah, I want to leave something good behind.
John Bezos says about owning the Post, in 90 years he's going to look back, and that's going to be the thing that he found to be the most satisfying. This for you, Johnny, is going to be what it is you look back on in your life.
Now, listen, have you ever been contacted by the original Reddit poster, and can you get him? Because what an incredible spokesperson he would be for OriginalPoopKnife.com.
So actually, yeah, I contacted him when I had the idea for the business, and I wanted to make sure that I got his permission before going off and doing this. So we chat, and he said, listen, there's either two things that are going on right now. Either this is a really good doxing attempt, so you're trying to steal my information, or this is the most American capitalist thing I have ever seen. He said, so here's my info. You have my blessing. Go for it.
That's great. you know, you got to use his image. You got to have him tell his story in a little video, a little vignette, and have it lead on your website.
Right.
He's the original Reddit poster.
That'd be great. I haven't talked to him in about a year. I'm going to reach out to him and see how he's doing.
I think it would be great.
See if he actually has an original poop knife. I sent him one of the original prototypes. I asked him how it worked. He said it was great.
Listen,
I haven't chatted with him since then.
You send him a box. You send him a box of them, for God's sake.
Tell me about it.
Right.
Here's 50. Hey, man, they last a long time.
I bet. All right.
To his closest friends and his family.
Hugh, I didn't even get to the point. How much are they on Amazon?
$14.95.
Oh, small price to pay for that emergency that needs handling. Because let's face it, you're in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. By the way, you should make a portable travel poop knife.
Yes.
Oh, God. People are asking for holsters.
Yeah.
Well, but you need to make
it either on them, like a, I can't say the S word on the radio, but some kind of S scabbard.
Yes.
Or or the guano glaive.
Yeah.
Holster of some kind.
The shatula. That's yours. Take it. Are you writing this stuff down, Hugh?
Yes, actually, you know, a lot of people contact me with funny ideas now. It's pretty great being the purveyor of a poop knife company. Some guy wrote a song about the poop knife. It's
nice.
Basically like a reggae version of the bagel bite song. You know that pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening thing. Except he's like, in the morning, in the evening, poop knife.
Oh, you what? By the way, have you met a girl yet? And she's like, what do you do? And you're like, well, I'm an inventor. Well, what have you invented? Well, the poop knife.
But, yeah, it pretty much always comes up at parties. People are like, hey, that's the poop knife guy over there.
How do you does it make girls attracted or are they offended?
I would say that they're strangely intrigued.
Would you say you've gotten laid because you invented the original poop knife, poopknife.com?
Most certainly.
No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Women want a winner. They want a winner.
The poop knife company is not a quit your day job kind of company, that's for sure.
Listen, they're available on Amazon, and they're on Amazon Prime.
It's made for more good stories than it has days off from my regular job.
I love it, dude. I hope that's all you give away for birthdays and Christmas. Everyone, every single person you know gets poop knives.
Oh, God, yeah. If I can get someone's address, they're getting a poop knife in the mail.
I'm looking at some calls here. Will you send us a few of these to upgrade? Because every one of these are horrible, like terrible things, like the blade that they use.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to send over four or five of them to the station. You guys can give them away.
You're a good man, Hugh. I'm going to put you here with Jake. Thank you, and I want everybody to go to originalpoopknife.com. Originalpoopknife.com. You stay right there. Hold on. He's doing the Lord's work.
Really,
oh, you know what? I called it the Shatula. Look, here it is. Hayden.
Hey, what's going on? My mom actually tried to ground me because we clogged the toilet to the point in my basement that it had to get replaced. And she told me that she was going to send in the poop that they found to DNA test. And the next day when I came home from school, there was a poop knife sitting in my bathroom.
Hey, but she, you used, what was it really? It wasn't really a knife. It was a what, a spatula?
My stepdad owned a roofing company. He actually cut a piece of wood and shaved it down on the end so it was like really thin on the end, and it was just a piece of wood that you chopped it up with. It was just a piece of wood, but yeah. I know the poop knife.
Do you ever go back to your mom and go, you threatened to punish me because of my poop? Like, what could I possibly do to have changed that situation?
It's funny because I was the clogger in the house. Like,
yeah,
I was known to clog the toilets. But yeah, she threatened to take away my Xbox and stuff. I throw it in her face all the time.
But you're like, what was I supposed to do, Mom? Like, where was I supposed to? Like, How are you the bad person for that? Like, I know Bob can't help it. I just make him go somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I don't know what I was supposed to do. But, yeah, that's why I always use the basement toilet, so they wouldn't have to smell it and they wouldn't have to deal with it. But, yeah, it just she was so pissed about it because it caused – I mean, we had to replace the toilet, and she wanted to use my bank account to do it. So she was just like – yeah, when she thought it was me, she was just like, I swear to God. And I was like, no, Mom, I was like 12. I didn't know what to do.
Dude, you're lucky you're not in a therapist's office.
You know, ish happens.
As happens. That's right. That's right. All right. Listen, I'm giving you an original poop knife.
Awesome, man.
You're a good man, Hayden. Stay there. But that seems terrible to yell at 12. My dad would have done that. My dad would have yelled at us. Like we did it.
Shaming.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
No, Dad. Don't ask shame me, Dad. Don't poo shame me. But you're like, what was I supposed to do?
You wonder how people get their hang-ups about not being able to poo places.
Yeah, that's it. That's how you end up getting plate jobs later on in life. You know, you always wonder what made a guy think that, all right, I'm going to lay underneath this glass table. You get up over, honey. You're like, uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Human toilet. That's exactly right. Jacob.
What's going on?
What up, man? You had a poop knife?
Well, I would actually really like a poop knife because I use the wire coat hangers.
Yeah, and that's always awkward for a guest to see the wire coat hanger in the bathroom, you know.
Well, we just threw ours away. So I was like 16 whenever it was happening to me. I was the clogger, like the last guy said. My mom didn't trouble me for it, but she started questioning, like, why do you have to take the plunger in the bathroom every time you use the bathroom?
At that point, you have to look at your mom and go, well, why do you think, Mommy?
Like, I think I did.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'd say this question answers itself, Mom. I'm not doing something sinister.
Yeah, I'm not using it for Helen Keller type stuff, you know?
Right. Exactly. 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 All right, listen, I'm giving you an original poop knife.
All right, sounds good.
All right, stay there, man. Hold on, don't go anywhere. I know. Oh, Brett, that's awful. You should have left her.
Oh God.
Tell Nikki what you told Jake.
Well, I need you to be the savior of my own poomageddon.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is 5 months pregnant and she's dropping some stink pickles. It's pretty insane.
And they won't go down?
Well, I go in there like Negan with a plunger, thinking I'm just gonna murder some turds and clean up.
You got Lucille. You should write Lucille on the side of your plunger.
I'll do it on the knife. How about that?
Listen, I'm going to give you a poop knife. And just listen, I don't think you should leave a pregnant lady, but you have every right to if she's doing that to you. And she knows it too.
All right, man.
God.
Congrats on.
Yeah. Oh, just, you must be super horny these days, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to know anybody that good. I just don't. That's too much.
That's intimate.
This whole pregnancy and birth is the most beautiful thing. Like, every time you cut her turds up, you must want to punch a guy.
Yeah, it's pretty messy, and the cleanup is enough, yet alone the actual act of it.
Yeah. No, that's the whole thing. Everybody wants to talk about how beautiful everything is. Everything's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I cut up my pregnant wife's turds. which, by the way, why can't she cut up her own turds?
Well, it's getting to that point, unless we get this...
Five bucks? Go on, kickbox. All right, stay right there. No, you know, maybe she shouldn't, but at 5 months, that's not... I mean, that's pregnant, but it's not crazy. It's not... Hey, if you can sit on the toilet, you can stick a knife in it.
I just... Like, worst fear is that you have to call in someone else to see your crime scene.
Yeah.
Like, like, wouldn't you want to deal with whatever it is yourself?
I'd do anything.
Exactly.
I'd do anything.
I'd set
fire to my goddamn house before I'd let her see that. I'd just be like, you have to get out now. The house is on fire. What? Yes, right away. Get the dogs and go. I just put it out.
Don't try to help.
tell that it was a mistake. The fire department's not really coming. Clean it up myself. Mm. Or break the toilet. Just take a sledgehammer to it. Whatever it takes. Nail the door shut. Pretend the door never... Nail the whole thing off, put plywood over it.
What are you talking about? That's a closet. It's never been a bathroom.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you. It's been condemned.
Tim.
I don't know who shamed me, but I feel that very strongly about that.
You really do.
Plus, I don't
want to
see yours.
Happened.
Like, I don't want to walk in
no
behind
one,
you. Like,
no.
Like, can you imagine? Like, the chick is so hot. Like, everything about her is hot. Like, you're just crazy about her physically in every conceivable way.
She's sweet.
But her thing is, she always forgets to flush the toilet. You're just
and
like,
I think that happens more than not too. Who just we
not
had
my
this
world,
discussion.
Man. Not my world. Like, that'll get you a weekend pass.
This here, though, at the building, it's become a problem because they switched the toilets back out because they were automatic. And they
all the girls
school.
Who do that are gross pigs, just like the dudes are. You're a gross pig. You're a disgusting gross pig. You always turn around and see if there's blood. I don't know why, but I have to always look at it. Don't you?
No.
You don't have, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I always look at it.
Well, you got
look,
problems.
I don't know. I want to know if there's something wrong with me in there. Like,
that
I,
is a good
I,
question.
I don't study. I just want to make sure nothing's going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.